Welcome to the Purple Technical Briefing. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a critical integration topic for modern enterprise networks: Azure AD and Entra ID Wi-Fi authentication. If you're an IT manager, network architect, or CTO at a venue, whether that's a hotel, a retail chain, a stadium, or a public sector organization, you know that managing secure, seamless Wi-Fi access is a constant challenge. And with most organizations now heavily invested in the Microsoft ecosystem, specifically Microsoft 365, Azure AD, and Intune, the question we hear constantly is, how do we bridge our cloud identity infrastructure with our physical wireless network? That's exactly what we're covering today. We'll look at the technical architecture, the implementation steps, and the pitfalls to avoid when connecting a Radius server to Entra ID for 802.1x authentication. Let's start with the context. Historically, enterprise Wi-Fi authentication relied on on-premise Active Directory and a Windows Network Policy Server, or NPS, acting as the Radius server. Devices would authenticate using PAP MSCH APV2, which meant users typing in their domain credentials. But the world has moved on. We're now dealing with cloud-first environments, zero-trust security models, and a strong push towards passwordless authentication. Microsoft has rebranded Azure AD to Entra ID, and the focus is on certificate-based authentication using Intune. So, how does the modern stack look? At the edge, you have your wireless access points, broadcasting a WPA2 or WPA3 Enterprise SSID. When a client device, the supplicant, tries to connect, the access point acts as the authenticator and forwards the request to a Radius server. Here's where the architectural decisions come in. You have two main paths: the traditional NPS route with Azure AD integration, or a cloud Radius solution. If you stick with Windows NPS, you're maintaining an on-premise footprint. NPS can authenticate against on-premise Active Directory domain services. To link this to Entra ID, you typically use Azure AD Connect to sync identities. However, for true passwordless, certificate-based authentication, which is highly recommended, you need a public key infrastructure, or PKI. This involves setting up Active Directory Certificate Services, ADCS, and using Microsoft Intune to deploy certificates to your managed devices via SCEP or PKCS. When a device connects to the Wi-Fi, it presents its certificate to the NPS server, which validates it against AD and grants access. It's secure, but it's complex to manage and requires significant on-premise infrastructure. The alternative is Cloud Radius. This approach removes the need for on-premise NPS servers. A Cloud Radius provider integrates directly with Entra ID and Intune via APIs. Intune still deploys the certificates to the devices, but the authentication happens entirely in the cloud. This aligns perfectly with a cloud-first strategy, reducing operational overhead and improving scalability. Now, let's talk implementation recommendations and pitfalls. First recommendation: move away from credential-based authentication. PAP MSCH APV2 is vulnerable to credential theft and man-in-the-middle attacks. Certificate-based authentication, specifically EAP TLS, is the gold standard. It provides a seamless user experience. No passwords to type, no lockouts when passwords expire, and significantly enhances security. Second recommendation: leverage Intune for certificate lifecycle management. Whether you use on-premise ADCS with the Intune certificate connector or a cloud-native PKI, automate the issuance and revocation of certificates. When an employee leaves and their device is wiped via Intune, their Wi-Fi access should be instantly revoked. Now for the pitfalls. Pitfall number one: ignoring the guest network. While 802.1x is perfect for corporate devices, you still need a robust solution for guests and BYOD. This is where a captive portal solution, like Purple's Guest Wi-Fi, comes in. You can integrate the captive portal with Entra ID for guest authentication, perhaps using Azure AD B2B collaboration, or rely on social logins and SMS for general public access. Pitfall number two: underestimating the complexity of NPS high availability. If you're running NPS on-premise, you need redundancy. If your single NPS server goes down, no one can connect to the Wi-Fi. Ensure you have multiple NPS servers and properly configure your access points to fail over seamlessly. Let's move to a quick rapid-fire Q&A based on common client questions. Question: can we use Azure AD multi-factor authentication for Wi-Fi? Answer: it's technically possible using the NPS extension for Azure MFA, but it's generally not recommended for primary Wi-Fi access because the user experience is poor. Imagine having to approve an authenticator prompt every time your phone reconnects to the network as you walk around a building. Stick to EAP TLS with certificates for a seamless, secure connection. Question: what about legacy devices that don't support certificates? Answer: for IoT devices, printers, or legacy hardware, you'll likely need to use MAC Authentication Bypass, MAB, or a dedicated WPA2 personal network with a complex, rotating pre-shared key, PSK, sometimes called Identity PSK or Dynamic PSK, depending on your network vendor. Keep these devices on an isolated VLAN. To summarize, the integration of Entra ID with your enterprise Wi-Fi is a critical step in modernizing your network security. While the traditional NPS route is still viable, the industry is rapidly shifting towards Cloud Radius and EAP TLS, certificate-based authentication managed via Intune. It reduces on-premise infrastructure, improves the user experience, and aligns with zero trust principles. For a detailed step-by-step breakdown, architecture diagrams, and specific configuration guidance, be sure to read the full technical reference guide accompanying this briefing. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next Purple Technical Briefing.